Adriana Baer and KXRW present I'm Into This Place.
Nestled just outside Washougal, Rising Phoenix is more than just a farm with a great view of Mount Hood. It's a sanctuary for healing, creativity, and community connection. Yvonne G., the co-creator of this haven, is the magic behind this movement, and she envisions these few acres as a space where people can reconnect with their inner vitality and embrace their chi. And she's got a simple recipe. Slow down, look at some beauty, and connect with other humans. The farm itself is a testament to resourcefulness and artistic vision. What was once a simple barn and house has blossomed into a vibrant space for gathering, with gardens, a huge art studio, and a performance space, and also a welcoming home that doubles as a small classroom and place to gather. Yvonne collaborates with her partner, visual artist David Van Zandt, to sculpt not only the earth, but also a thriving space for creative classes and moments of calm and clarity. One of the farm's most unique features is the Wind Phone, a rotary phone booth where people can speak to the loved ones they have lost. Yvonne believes in the power of ritual around grief, and she's created a space for intentional connection with those who have gone before us. The art studio is another vibrant hub for healing and connection. David's artwork, filled with color and symbolism, creates an inspiring backdrop for concerts and classes. Rising Phoenix Farm hosts over 50 events a year, aimed at fostering different types of creativity, from house concerts and poetry writing classes to seed swaps and sound baths. There's something for everyone. Beyond the physical space, Rising Phoenix Farm is about fostering a sense of belonging and acceptance. People are encouraged to come as they are. I'm really excited to take you on a tour with me around the farm and then invite you to join Yvonne and David and all their interesting workshop teachers at this beautiful, beautiful spot. Welcome to I'm Into This Place, your deep dive into the local arts, culture, and heritage of Clark County. From fabulous new restaurants to quirky art installations to the historical sites you never even knew to look for, we're inviting you along. Whether you're a Clark County connoisseur or just starting to get to know her, get ready to fall head over heels for this place we call home. I'm your host, Adriana Baer, and I'm into this place. Let's go.
We're here on our farm. It's called Rising Phoenix Farm. So when we first came down here, we saw the view. There was the barn, the house, and the greenhouse. And that's pretty much what was here. So David's a sculptor, so he likes to sculpt the earth. I like to create, so we're both a good team because I can say, oh, how about this? And he'd say, well, what about that? We have quite a bit going on here. So we've planted a ton of bulbs. We've planted a ton of plants. So this is like where our worm bins are, our compost piles are. We're making soil down in the back 40 down near the barn. We have lots of garden beds. We're reusing lots of cedar shake boards and things like that that we find at garage sales. That's our garden space. That is our field. All of that where it's green, I planted a bunch of milkweed seeds because I'd like to attract the monarchs because we are on the monarch path. Mm. So make a monarch way station, and that will hopefully give people education about, like, don't put pesticides in your lawn because it will all run down this way and run into the river, which is right down there, right? We don't spray anything here. We're more than organic. We don't have the designation because we're not selling anything, but I do want people to really think about what they're putting on their bodies, in their bodies, and in their soil and in their water, right? So that's kind of the purpose of Rising Phoenix Farm too, right? Mm-hmm. So trying to bring awareness to people, bring people out to the country, even though this is only a mile out of the city of Washougal, big city life, you know. This is kind of a little slice of heaven. I mean, we're close enough to town, but we're far enough. I feel like people are disconnected from nature, so that's part of why we have the nonprofit Embrace Chi, which is, you know, embracing Chi, QI, Chi, your inner vitality. How do you connect to that? Not by being in an office or in a building or in a car or in concrete all the time. So come out to the farm, put your feet in the dirt, get your hands dirty. Earth, right? Mm-hmm. Just like connect. There's a lot of energy here. You got the energy of the river, you got the energy of Mount Hood, nature, the trees. There's eagles here, hawks, lots of deer. We have some coyotes. I know there's a bear around here. So just a way to have people just really reconnect to themselves too. I think when we're so plugged into devices and things, we disconnect ourselves from nature. And nature is a really good teacher, right? She really knows the seasons, slow down in the winter, get ready to like grow in the spring. So that's a lot of what we're doing here, trying to create community building events that help people reconnect to their vitality. So if you have a skill or a talent or a topic that you think people need to know about, we're open to hosting things. We've done house concerts for up-and-coming musicians that might not find a stage or a place to have a big concert. You know, we give them all the money that we collect from the community. We do poetry writing classes with the Poet Laureate of Clark County. How amazing is that? We do seed swaps. We're actually making seed paper this weekend. Keep the paper at a landfill and, you know, just something you can grow even in a container on your porch. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you grow your friendships, you grow your relationships, you grow your marriage, you grow children, you grow old. So a lot of growing. We have a sound bath coming up. We do a potluck. Everyone brings something healthy, and we never have any duplicates, and no one ever communicates about what they're bringing until they show up. And it's always delicious, and it's always amazing, and everyone wants everyone else's recipes. It's really fun. And then we do a sound bath, and it's a great way to embrace your chi, also align like your energy, give yourself and your nervous system a bath, which we don't often do. You know, we take care of our cars and our pets and our kids and each other more than we take good care of ourselves. So we do this every 6 weeks to kind of help everyone reset. If you're healthy, then you can be healthy for other people. So there's a quote, I think it says, sometimes you find yourself in the middle of nowhere, and sometimes in the middle of nowhere you find yourself. And so this is kind of nowhere for some people. We have flamenco shows here. We had international flamenco dancers from Spain and Japan here recently.
Where do you do the flamenco?
In the art studio. So the art studio is every person's dream that has a car that they want to work on, but it's not a car shop. It's an art shop. So David does the Washougal Studio Artist Tour twice a year, and then he has classes on sculpture and drawing and painting. So it's kind of a magical space for that. So.
Oh yeah, we gotta get to the wind phone.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Part of the wind phone was started in 2010 when a young man lost his cousin, and he wanted to talk to his cousin, so he put a phone booth in his garden and started talking to his cousin, saying all the things that he wished he could have said to him in person. And then the tsunami hit in Japan in 2011, and over, I think, 16,000 people died instantly. And people heard about the wind phone, so they started making the trek out to his farm garden. And people just wanted to talk to people that they had lost. Because, you know, one minute you're there, the next minute the tsunami hits, you're gone. And that's kind of what I feel like happens. Like, it's a tsunami that hits you. Mm. You can be prepared. You might not be prepared. You might live across the country. You might live down the street. You just never know when someone's going to be gone. Mm-hmm. And in our society, especially, I think, in the Western culture, we tell people to get over it. We are given 3 days of bereavement and then get back to work, right? It's all about the productivity and what you're supposed to do versus how do you grieve someone's life? Mm. You can't do that in 3 days. And you don't really do it in public, right? You don't tell people what happened. People are just supposed to figure it out, or someone tells someone else, and it's kind of by word of mouth. So I feel like the wind phone is really necessary with all the mental illness and the people being lonely after COVID and all that kind of stuff. I think this is a good space for people to come and process their grief, their emotions, which we also don't do very well, or just to say the things that you wish you could have said. And the phone is a rotary phone, so it's kind of old-fashioned. It's not like an instant cell phone and you can get distracted by everything. It's just like, it's the phone. That's it. You're going to talk on the phone. You can't really carry it anywhere because supposedly it's tied into the wall, right? And when you're talking on a phone, sometimes you can just talk and not expect an answer. And so the words that we say, they mean a lot. I want people to think about conscious language too, because your body is absorbing everything you say. And so if you can say loving words to the person that has passed, or give forgiveness, or try and have understanding, or grace, or mercy, or love, instead of, and maybe you do need to get angry at them, I don't know. But whatever you say, your body's listening to and absorbing, and I kind of want this to be a healing space for people. And it's a place to, like, grieve. It's a place to remember. It's a place to laugh or cry. I have a lot of Kleenex in there. And then these will be maker spaces for friends who make stuff and want to sell things, like journals, or my friend makes brooms, so we're like, you could sweep out all the old energy. And, you know, other people make, like, mason jar covers for sourdough and things like that. So handmade stuff, mostly. We have a Shinto gate that my boys made. We have a swing for people that like to swing. We do that as kids, but we don't do that often as an adult.
Yeah.
You're listening to I'm Into This Place on KXRW 99.9 FM. Host Adriana Baer will be back with her guest Yvonne G., co-creator of Rising Phoenix Farm in Washougal, Washington, after a word from our sponsors.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in the Uptown Village neighborhood. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is at kindredvancouver.com.
La programación de KXRW es posible gracias a socios como Buckley & Associates, abogados que ayudan a víctimas lesionados a obtener la justicia que merecen por más de 40 años, con licencia en el estado de Washington. Su equipo diverso habla más de 7 idiomas, haciendo que tus derechos sean más accesibles y fáciles de entender. Conoce más en BuckleyLaw.net. Repito, BuckleyLaw.net. Buckley & Associates. Hablan tu idioma.
Welcome back to I'm Into This Place on KXRW 99.9 FM. Host Adriana Baer's conversation with her guest Yvonne G., co-creator of Rising Phoenix Farm in Washougal, Washington, now continues.
And then we're going to have meditation spaces or prayer spaces, so you'll see chairs around the property. People can walk around and just sit and contemplate. We have more garden space over there. We have soil making down there, where it's kind of green and lumpy over there. We have two old apple trees that we're trying to preserve. So we make applesauce, we make apple cider, we make apple butter. Our farm has a lot of things that we can eat.
Yeah.
I'm learning how to forage things. So like violets, the little violets, we make violet jam. I make dandelion syrup.
Look at this!
My maker space. Yeah, we just did a perfume making class.
Oh, wow.
We have our mending circle this Wednesday. We do a lot of stuff in here. We have a lot of brainstorming sessions. We made little book ornaments. We have like macrame stuff. We have seed stuff. We made lavender wands one time. We made body butter.
What is happening here?
We're making kombucha. I also have sourdough starter going.
Oh, yum.
And then I made sourdough granola. We have fire cider. We had a fire cider making party here.
So you've showed us around this incredible space and told us about all of these different classes and gatherings. How do people come here?
Right now, I post everything on our Facebook page. It's called Embrace Qi, Embrace, E-M-B-R-A-C-E, and then Q-I.
Which we're going to link to in the show notes.
Okay, great.
And also word of mouth is how people find out about it. And I feel like my vibe is once you're on the list, then you know.
Yeah,
you kind of get invited to stuff. One of the things I like about this actually is it feels like the energy is you're attracting people to find you when they need to find you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that it's not a kind of a marketing push or a energetic stress. It's just these are the things that are happening and people will get here when they need to get here.
Yeah, it's true. We did 70 events last year.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is a lot. I gave myself a goal. I said, okay, I'm turning 58. I want to do 58 events. And so I learned that if you put a goal with a number, you usually surpass it, right? So I was excited that we did 70 events. I had a lot of help. And we had a lot of interest. People would say, hey, are you doing a summer solstice party? And I'm like, well, now I am. So people give me ideas, and I'm like, oh, that sounds like something I would like to do.
Yeah.
You know, and if I want to do it, then probably my friends want to do it. Or I will find people who want to do something and they don't know where to go. So let's do it together.
Also, one of the things that I'm noticing is that your space allows people to be here in the energy that they need to be here in. In other words, there are chairs in separate quiet spaces if you need to meditate or introvert or be away from other human bodies.
Yep.
And then there are gathering places where you can be in close touch with other human bodies or human energies, right?
Yep.
And so you're able to find what you need here. And it's not being dictated to you, which I think is very interesting. Obviously, if you come for a class, you'll do the class, but you could come to the space and be in the space.
True.
And have your own experience.
So I have always been a collector of chairs. I've collected chairs for, so I think we have over 100 chairs. And like these chairs are old folding chairs.
Oh,
that
yeah.
One of my old patients, she's 108. She gave them to me for a dollar.
Wow.
She said, you should always have a pair of folding chairs in your trunk because you never know when you might need to have a picnic. So she said her husband, when they were 20, bought these chairs and kept them in the trunk. And when he died, she would take them out and drive somewhere and put the two chairs up. And that's how she met her second husband. He sat down in a chair. And they started talking, and she goes, would you like to be my chair sharer? And so they got married, and he carried the chairs in his car for her.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that the sweetest
that's amazing.
Thing? So she's 108, and she's like, I think it's time for me to pass them on. So I bought them from her. She's like, okay, you can give me a dollar. So
speaking of this 108-year-old woman who was your client, the work that you used to do that brought you sort of here is this end-of-life care, right?
Yes.
Would you be open to telling us a little bit about
that
journey? Yeah. And you also call yourself a bucket list doula, which I love.
Yes.
Those things feel related.
So I have always been a list maker, and I love to check things off. But at some point, probably when I was in my 40s, I kind of had this like life-changing situation happen. And I thought, well, do I just want to create a to-do list or do I want to create a to-be list? And that's where the bucket list came from. Mm-hmm. Like live your bucket list. Don't wait till one day because that would be the biggest thing my clients would say. I'm a geriatric physical therapist. I have tons of time to talk to people. I would ask them all kinds of questions. What's your first car? Oh, a Model T. What was the best invention? Oh, the vacuum cleaner. Oh, the dishwasher. Oh, the cell phone, right? What do you wish people would know about living such a great life? And they would say, do things while you're young. Don't wait. Do not wait till one day. So my motto is day one or one day. So if you come here for an event, usually I'll write, what's your name and what's your superpower? Not what do you do, where do you live, that kind of stuff. Because I personally will forget that. But I will remember, oh, that person's superpower is connection. I want to get to know that person. Mm-hmm. That person's superpower is baking from scratch. I want to learn how to bake something from scratch from that person. So those are two skills I'd like to know about. I'm sure there's other people. And that's where I feel like community, we get to choose who's comes in and out of our lives. Mm-hmm. And you're right, the people that need to be here will find their way. So Embrace Qi is really about helping people reconnect to their vitality, remember who they are, celebrate life now, live your bucket list, live in alignment, create a life you love, life by design, like all those things, day one or one day. So those are all kinds of themes that permeate a lot of what we do here. Hmm. So that's the vibe I think you feel.
Yeah, for sure. That's beautifully said. Thank you. Okay, Yvonne, in just a minute, I'm going to ask you what place or what artist you're really into these days.
But before we hear their response, I just wanted to let you know that you can find out all about our guests and the wonderful work that they're doing by visiting imintothisplace.com and clicking on episodes. There you'll find tons of information about the incredible arts and culture in our community, find links to the organizations we feature on the show, and you can also sign up for our weekly newsletter. That's where we send you an email every Tuesday highlighting the arts and culture in our community and giving you a list of specially curated events that are coming up this week in Clark County. Okay, let's hear the answer to my favorite question.
Okay, Yvonne, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, tell us, so who are you really into these days?
Well, it's a little self-promotion, but David Van Zandt, Eddie, my partner, he's an incredible artist who's really helped me, through his art, see the world very differently. I have a two-dimensional vision of art. I've done art. I've gone to museums. But when you see David's art and you get to touch it, and interact with it, his sculptures, it's 3D. There's a story behind each one. And even his paintings, there's ancient symbols, there's color, and they evoke emotions and things that you probably didn't even realize were inside you. And lots of topics of conversation. So it's very healing. It's all positive. It will get you to think. And I think that's a good thing.
I agree. I will share some photos of David's work that I also took while Yvonne was touring me around, including an incredible, huge sculpture that is right in front of the art studio barn. And you can see that sculpture. And then when you come, you can also touch it and interact with it and really be in shared space with the art. So, Yvonne, thank you for having me today.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for welcoming all of us to your space. I can't wait to see what comes next.
Great. Thanks.
I'm Into This Place is produced and hosted by me, Adriana Baer. Editing by Chris Martin Studios. This episode was recorded on-site in Washougal with Embrace Qi at Rising Phoenix Farm. Find out more about us and them at imintothisplace.com. See you out there.
Thanks for listening to I'm Into This Place on KXRW 99.9 FM. The radio production of this show featured songs by Fleet Foxes that are listed in the show's description. We're going to end the show with the song Bedouin Dress.
To borrow is to take and not return. I have borrowed all my lonesome life, and I can't, no, I can't get through. The borrower's debt is the only regret of my youth.
Smile.